This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Vice President Kamala Harris visits a vegan taco shop in Las Vegas yesterday. The stop was unscheduled as she and President Joe Biden have launched an ambitious tour this week to promote the $1.9 trillion COVID relief grant. With more on the Help Is Here tour, Sagar Magani of Associated Press.
From the White House itself.
Help is here and hope is here. In real and tangible ways.
To Las Vegas.
This is what you're entitled to receive, and so go out there and get it.
Vice President Kamala Harris says it's not a relief package sales job.
Think of it more as a public education campaign.
She visited a culinary academy and vaccination site on her first trip as VP, and her husband will join her in several cities today. While the First Lady was at a New Jersey elementary school, her husband stayed at the White House but will head to Pennsylvania today. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga met with defense and foreign secretaries of the United States today ahead of his travel to Washington next month for his first face-to-face summit with President Joe Biden. Suga welcomed the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin at his office building in Tokyo. Chief Cabinet Secretary Katsunobu Kato last week announced that Suga is expected to be the first foreign leader who Biden will meet since he took office in January. The World Health Organization on Monday urged countries not to panic as several nations halted the use of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine. Portugal joined Spain, France, Germany, Italy, Denmark, and Norway in halting the use over possible serious side effects. This is VOA News. Moscow's military court today heard Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny's complaint over alleged inaction by law enforcement bodies after his poisoning. Mr. Navalny was invited to take part in litigations via video conference, but refused to do so, according to the motion read out by the judge at the hearing. Navalny, the most prominent critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, fell sick on August the 20th during a domestic flight in Russia and was flown while still in a coma to Berlin for treatment 2 days later. Labs in Germany, France, and Sweden, and tests by the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, established that he was exposed to a Soviet-era Novichok nerve agent. Russian authorities have denied any involvement in the poisoning. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson says his comments about the Capitol breach were not racist. AP correspondent Mike Gracia files this report.
Republican Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin is pushing back on criticism of his comments last week that he wasn't concerned about the pro-Trump mob at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, but would have been if they were Black Lives Matter protesters.
There's nothing racial in my comments whatsoever.
Speaking to reporters at the Capitol Monday, Johnson said there were only a few bad apples in the crowd.
The vast majority of people that attend Trump rallies, I'm assuming the same people who were here, they love law enforcement. They never even think of it. I mean, they're not rioters.
More than 300 Trump supporters have been charged in the storming of the Capitol. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Angry protesters closed several neighborhoods in Beirut today as the local currency hit a new record low, while some business owners said their sales dropped up to 90%. The crash in the local currency in Lebanon is throwing many people into poverty, with salaries losing their value by the week and businesses closing down amid shortage of buyers as people only spend on their urgent needs, such as food and medicine. Britain's Prince Philip has left a London hospital after being treated for an infection and undergoing a heart procedure. The 99-year-old husband of Queen Elizabeth II had been hospitalized since being admitted to the private King Edward VII's hospital in London on February 16th, where he was treated for an infection. He was later transferred to a specialized cardiac care hospital, St. Bartholomew's, for a short stay before returning to the King Edward. Photographers standing outside the door of the hospital captured his departure on Tuesday. Buckingham Palace has not yet commented on the matter. And the U.S. Department of Homeland Security on Saturday ordered an emergency agency that usually responds to floods, storms, and other disasters to care for a growing number of migrant children at the southern border. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.